We are Tales from the Darkness. I'm Victoria.
And I'm Bart.
And this is a trial podcast.
Yeah. This show is going to be mainly a lot about the paranormal, supernatural, anything we come up with that we really like. Be Bigfoot, aliens. I might find some ghost stories. I don't know.
Weird history. You name it. We plan on talking about everything. Unicorns?
Yes.
Got to talk about the unicorns.
This is a lot of the type of stuff that we usually talk about when we get together anyway. So I figured, why not have a podcast? Everyone else does.
Yep, and I just learned 5 minutes ago how to do it.
So, yeah, again, it's a trial podcast. So, basically, we'll let you guys know a little bit about ourselves. I am an Uber geek. I am a librarian. I am a writer. I live in the home of books about the weird. I first got into all of this type of stuff when I was a kid and would wander down at night and catch Twilight Zone reruns with my dad, which evolved into Star Trek reruns, which evolved into watching weird shit on television about aliens and Bigfoot and scaring the crap out of me.
Yeah, I grew up with same thing, Star Trek Next Generation, Stephen King, like all the stuff of the 80s, all the science fiction.
Back in the age of sci-fi when it really was scary because you did have to use your imagination to make it scary.
Well, everyone was scared of it, remember?
I've never seen it. I refuse to watch it.
But I mean, I grew up with like Crypt Keeper and Tales from the Crypt and Unsolved Mysteries and all the ghost and paranormal stories.
Now, that's the thing. I grew up with some of that, like Unexplained Mysteries, Night Gallery, stuff like that. That's what I used like to watch, but stuff like Tales from the Crypt and anything really, really scary, I couldn't watch when I was a kid. So I think that sort of evolved into me being more of a skeptic than really believing in a lot of stuff. I like Bigfoot and I believe that stuff like that could be out there, but there's other times that I think because I didn't grow up watching a lot of that stuff on television, I don't quite believe it in it as much as I would have.
Believing in the possibilities.
Exactly.
The unknown is always fun. That's what the great science was about, too.
Well, true.
Einstein, the unknown, that's being proven to be true.
But recently, within the last year or so, I've become addicted to podcasts, and I listen to them at work, which actually led me into... I probably would have met you guys had I not gotten into the podcast, but led me into becoming part of a podcast, which led me into writing for a podcast, and eventually now working on this podcast.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, recording how many times we sit there and talk about
exactly
non quite geek.
If you've ever listened to a live show of Geek Watch 1, both Vicky and I are at the end of the table talking, and you probably can't hear it on the show, which probably is sometimes good. Sometimes it's not so good because you're probably missing out on some really interesting conversations.
Hence, we decided to make our own podcast.
Exactly.
Bringing up, Black Knight Satellite, the Goatman pictures a couple weeks ago.
Exactly, yeah. And as I said, I am quite a skeptic. Between the two of us, I'm Scully and she's Mulder.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will own up to that.
And again, and if you are a F-File fan, you know, Scully did eventually believe in many things. I think when you're kidnapped and forced to be pregnant, you do eventually believe in things. But, there are some things out there that I will just come out and say it's complete bullshit. No, I don't care if you believe it or not. It's complete bullshit.
It's all the government. It's all the government. Which is stories we're going to have to, like, get into.
Yes, and if the government wants to explain how all these things are real, I'm perfectly happy to listen.
That's why you get documents, and you're lucky if you get 8 words from a whole page you can read.
Yes.
I mean, I live off of documentaries. I love those. I watch,
I don't know how many redocs are out there where everything is black, where everything is blacked out and something interesting is actually in it. But it'd be cool to see that, because you'll never see something like that.
I think a lot of it, all the redact that they've done, blacked out all, like, what was it, Paperclip was the one that was released.
Yeah.
The Blue Book, and I forget what the other one was. There was a couple that you get 1 or 2 words per page. Yeah.
And I think there's been so many shows that I watch, and it's, okay, yeah, I'm going to go get this information. And, yeah, freedom of information. Of course you're allowed to have it.
No, freedom is if you want to talk about the Kardashians and who's running around naked this time, but when it's actually real information, they shut you down.
So yeah.
We might get in trouble, Barb. We might get shut down. They might not like it.
Well, being a trial podcast, if you guys never hear from us again, you know why.
the guys in black, the black uniforms and the black cars pulled up. Watch out.
Black suits, black shades.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. I could take them out. But we do have a couple stories
this
week.
We did come up with a few stories for this week. And we'll talk about them. If you guys have any information, we'll give our contact information at the end of the show. But if you guys have any weird or interesting stories, be it Bigfoot, aliens, Black Knight satellite like we're talking about now, you can email us at tftdpodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter, same tftdpodcast. Send us, you know, tell us if you like this show. How often we should do it. If you want to hear us every week, we might be able to do that. We might not, but give us some stories, you know, tell us what you like to hear about. Mm-hmm. So I know we talk about Black Knight Satellite a lot. So what kind of information have you found recently on that?
Well, this one is actually not quite about Black Knight Satellite, but we can get into that. This one was,
Oh, okay. Yes, I remember this one.
Yeah, this was actually at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio, which is a couple hours from here.
Yeah.
Which doesn't surprise me, but this was posted by Secure Team 10 on YouTube. And it's of a weird-shaped, I don't know what you want to call that, ship kind of thing, just kind of floating in the sky now.
It looks like a balloon to me.
Is it real? Is it not real? But it's got windows. It's a weird shape. It's a very weird shape.
It's a balloon or a kite. That's what I'm saying.
You don't see any ropes, and that is high because the clouds go, like, it goes through the clouds.
Yeah.
So that's pretty high. But that doesn't surprise me because they say that whatever crashed at Roswell went to Wright Pat. Do I know this? Yes, because my grandpa said it did. He was military back then.
Well, like I said, it looks like a kite to me. It could be a very big kite.
Yes, if you hear background noise, we are in a park. But as you were saying, Bart, you think that it's a kite
it's
or a balloon?
It's a giant kite or a balloon.
Have you seen a kite that shaped?
I've seen some really weird blimps that I would not think would be a blimp because it doesn't look aeronautical. But
the aeronautical, believe it or not, some of the stuff that they found in ancient times actually is better than what we have now.
Yes, but because of that, that's why I don't think they would be using it.
No, I watched, they were talking about the German Bell, and they put it in a wind stream in this science, and it was better than the sphere that they use. And they didn't think it would be anything because it's just an acorn-shaped bell.
Hmm.
The Third Reich made it. And then in 1965, there was the exact same shape that crashed in Pennsylvania.
Well, given that the Third Reich also led to the creation of the Volkswagen Beetle, I'm okay with that. I can believe it.
Well, we had over 1,600 scientists from Nazi Germany that came over here to the States.
Yes.
And that's when we had NASA made shortly after. And a bit after that, you know, we were landing on the moon.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that, you know, the war ended 24 years later, they were on the moon. That's...
Yeah.
You know, can you imagine if some of the stuff the scientists were working on in Nazi Germany World War II, where they would have probably won the war.
Yeah.
No, they did. Yeah. They said so. That's why they went to Wright Patton, and they went to Area 51. They were building upon what they knew. That's where we got the solid wing planes, the UFOs of the 60s and 70s. They didn't, Yeah. You're looking at me like I'm crazy, but yes.
Yeah, I'm still.
I think that's what a lot of the UFOs are, is stuff that Nazis had started to build, but where did they get it?
Yeah, I don't think it's UFO. Well, I don't think it's extraterrestrial
technology. No, UFO doesn't mean aliens. Yeah, it doesn't mean, you know.
That's why I corrected myself.
Little green gray men. It's just, it's unidentified.
Yes. That's why I corrected myself on that.
But that's what everyone thinks is aliens. Not necessarily aliens.
It's just unidentified.
Exactly. Exactly. It can be Earth-based, but you never know.
There's enough weird stuff out there that any government has done that, okay, I could believe that it was that ship that's there, it's human-made. But that's about as far as I believe.
Yeah, because, I mean, if they were that advanced scientifically over 70 years ago, what have they built upon now?
True. Well, I found some other stories sort of similar to that.
The conspiracy theories.
Following along with what else has the government made that we don't know about. Apparently, there are conspiracy theorists out there who are saying the government is using chemtrails to kill us.
That wouldn't surprise me.
And I've actually...
That's the lizard people ruling the world trying to, like, depopulize because there's too many people.
I heard about this, like, a few months ago on the podcast Paranoia Shop, but the recent articles that I'm finding now, the article I found here says, conspiracy theorists are vindicated. U.S. Senate reports chemtrails are real and they are actually killing us. So this, like I said, a skeptic, and honestly, I don't think you have to be a skeptic to not believe this. It's just one of those things that chemtrails have been out there a while. It's not really something new and mysterious.
No, it's called Monsanto.
Yes.
I mean, it gets scary when you're a farmer and you have to run around in, like, head-to-toe hazmat suits.
Yeah. And as someone with asthma and being outside, if I'm sitting outside constantly with all the bugs, that... Chemtrails are... I appreciate the chemtrails.
I don't want the stupid chemtrails. Why? Because cancer has killed pretty much my entire family. It's not quite funny, but it's true.
But yeah, this was interesting, and there are apparently...
But did you ever think that's the reason you have asthma? You're breathing in someone else's excretion?
There's many reasons I have asthma.
You're breathing in someone else's tailpipe exhaust.
There are many reasons I have asthma, and this is not the least of them.
Because if we were growing up, you would have been in a dirt pile, too. Playing in the mud and bugs and everything else. But ironic, because we have, like, tiny little worms falling out of the trees on us.
We decided to record in the park, and this is...
Poor Bart.
Yeah.
He's got little white worms. Yes, you do. He's got little worms crawling all over us.
That's what you get when you sit out in nature.
Oh, I don't mind. I don't mind the dirt and the wet. The bugs, I would take that over stupid chemtrails landing on my head.
But, yeah, this, from what I'm guessing, from what I found in here, no, the chemtrails are not being used to control our minds.
No, so they were safe on that. They were antidepressants in the 80s.
Yes.
Made you happy. Is that why everybody was running around in neon clothes and, like, a can of aerosol hair in their hair?
In the 80s?
Yeah.
I think there were different reasons for that, and I'm very glad that's over.
That's because they were all leftover drug babies from the 80s, or from the 70s.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they were using the happy powder coming out of the trees and the, everything else.
What's your next story?
Well, which direction do you want to go? We could talk about the Black Knight satellite since we're on the UFO.
Let's go that way.
What, the fact that some of them think it's an alien ship. Tesla back in, the 1800s was the first one to pick up a radio, the radio signals. And the fact that there were no satellites back then.
Yeah.
They didn't send them out till, the 50s, 60s? So there wasn't
anything about
up
then,
there.
Yes.
And even then, it was the only one that was going from pole to pole, not the equator like they all do.
Yeah, this is one that I don't know where to fall on. Because I also agree, it's back in the 1800s, there would have been no satellites. So how is there evidence that there was one? And it's almost like, while I don't believe it's extraterrestrial, I'm not sure what to believe. It's just too weird.
Well, there's so many, if you go history, there's so many, cultures that, what is the chances that they were advanced then as we are now? Just with maybe different materials.
Yeah.
And they go poof. The Atlanteans, you have, I don't know who all. There's a chance that it was from them. Because the Maya were very, very smart. The Aztecs. All of them.
Well, every time you turn around, there's another. Well, we unveiled this grave. And there would be such, unusual things that, oh, this person was involved with this? Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So you never expect it until suddenly something is unveiled.
Yeah, like say the Great Flood came, it just wiped everything away. So if something like that happened now,
yeah,
1,000 years from now, what would people think? There wouldn't be much left.
No, there wouldn't.
So could that be the reason why back then they wrote on clay tablets that became stone? That survived.
Yes.
Better than metal. Or glass, or any of that.
Or paper, or anything.
Yeah,
that's
yeah, exactly. Can you imagine the knowledge that the Library of Alexandria would have had?
Yeah,
it's gone.
Exactly. And granted, if we kept everything on stone, we definitely would not have the knowledge base that we currently have today.
No, I mean, but if EMP went off now, took out everything.
Yeah. We would lose everything because everything is digital now.
Everything's digital. Everything's in the cloud. Would you be able... I mean, how many people under our, age-wise, younger than us, would be able to survive?
No one.
How do you... No. If you come upon a plant, you're not sure if it's edible, what do you do? You Google it.
Well, and that's it. Last week when we were at the castle, you were thinking, oh, I wish I had a signal to look up if these, what this plant is. And it's like, okay.
Yeah, I wanted to make sure I wasn't playing with poison.
Exactly. So
only because I'm not allergic, but you are. Yeah.
And I used to say, oh, I'm good. I didn't have a smartphone. I figured if I can't access something where I am, I don't need to access it. And now I have a smartphone. And now I use it constantly. I'm always looking things up everywhere I go. I've got a comic book app. I've got all of everything that I write. I save it as a file on my phone. It's all It's everything is on my phone or a tablet or my computer. I haven't printed anything out in so long unless I have to submit it somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And even then, it's usually just an email.
So what's the chances that human beings were like that 5,000 years ago?
And that's the problem that the show Revolution, that the Supernatural creator made. Everyone kept saying, oh, this is such a flop, this is such a flop. But unfortunately, something like that actually happened, we'd all be in trouble.
Yeah, we don't know what the advancements of the Druids or cultures older than them. We don't know.
So, honestly, that Black Knight satellite, it could have been someone came up with something that, hey, if we can send this up in the sky and just keep it there to save it, could we save all this information in there?
Well, see, even when you get to that, some cultures, it says a lot when you have the Greeks, Mesopotamians, the Indian, not the Native Americans, the Indians,
yes.
Egypt, they all have very similar creation stories.
Yeah.
And they all circle around the moon, like the moon isn't actually a satellite, it was actually brought here. Which NASA proved it is hollow.
No, it's not made out of cheese.
No, it's not made out of cheese. Which is sad. And the Earth didn't poop it out, so it's not from the Earth's Pacific pole.
They haven't said anything about the sun yet.
No. But they were talking about how which, that's why they say that the ruling class of the world are part lizardmen. But they said the lizardmen brought the moon and put the moon, which changed the Earth. It made it flood 40 days, 40 nights.
Okay, I can see that.
And then took the humans that survived, took them, messed with their DNA to make them be their slaves. So then they was programmed in their DNA to worship them as gods.
Wasn't this like part of the plot of the Battlestar Galactica finale?
I have no, I don't know. I just know Starbuck died like eons ago, and how she was walking around alive was confusing.
No, I just remember somehow, or they go to another planet which they don't think is Earth, but turns out it's Earth, and the only civilization is Neanderthals.
Yeah, they were modern human.
Okay, it's been a while since I watched it. All I remember is it was back in time.
But what is time? You don't know if this civilization, Earth, was made after Primus or whatever else, you know?
Yeah.
You don't know the time. Because I don't think everything was made at one point. Everything was made at different points.
Yeah. And it could vary. I mean, while it's a crackpot theory, I mean, everything anybody says is a crackpot theory till it actually happens. But, I mean, if time isn't linear, if someone comes up with some sort of time travel theory, you know, okay, again, that could fall right in line too.
But it was proven, if you take two clocks that are identical running, you have one on Earth and one in space, and the one in space is going to run slower.
Oh, yes.
It's going to run slower.
Well, that right there, just the distance that it takes to go to and back from space, you're actually time traveling right then.
Mm-hmm.
So something like that. If someone sent something up in the past, if something was sent up, you know, in the future, even I'm guessing it would have had to be like the really really close near close future to still be up there, you know, all that time. But which obviously it hasn't happened yet, so I'm guessing that's not the case. But like I said at the beginning, it could be something to set up in the past to save information.
That we haven't quite cracked
exactly
yet.
And because it's up there and no one knows how to get to it.
Well, did you see the video where it looked like it was close to Earth? And they zoomed in on it and you saw two like arms come out to the side, kick to the front, and two things kicked off of it. It looked almost identical shape, that triangle shape or whatever you want to call it.
And it could very well have been something that was, you know, there's a timestamp too.
This was, I think, last summer. This wasn't long ago. This was within the past few years.
Well, then, yeah, I highly doubt that then. Because if there was a timestamp and that happened then, I have a feeling.
I think it was over Mexico or Florida or something.
Yeah, that's exactly what we were saying.
Because I know when it comes to space and time, what we see in space is past.
Yes.
But it's our present. Or well, future, if you look at it that way, because it hasn't got here yet.
Exactly. Well, what we see when we're looking up in the sky, everything that we're seeing has already happened. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking down, then it would be the future, because by the time it would get there, it would be another couple hundred thousand years.
So why can't there be other life out there? Or the other theory is that the aliens are our future selves, if you look at it that way.
No, I'm not going with the 4400 theory.
But there's so many different theories, and I think that's why I like talking about this, because it's the unknown.
Exactly.
Nobody knows the truth. Nobody knows if Bigfoot's real. Nobody knows if, well, the unicorns were real, but that's a different story.
If only they'd gotten there a couple minutes earlier.
Unicorns. The fuzzy fat rhinos.
Missed that arc.
The fuzzy fat rhinos.
But, again, let's see. Do we have another story? What are we looking at on time? We're still good.
Yeah, but no, time isn't a constant. It just keeps moving and going and stopping. And
or continuing.
Talking about science, I've got a theory. Have you heard of the Berenstain Bear theory? Is it Berenstain or Berenstain?
Okay, here's my story on this.
I had to bring that up, because that's like the whole time travel thing.
I read the books as a kid. As a kid, I wouldn't care what they were. But I've worked in a library for 14 years. For a lot of that time, probably about the first 5 years, and then every now and then after, I shelved books.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at my library, like, in the picture books, A through F are just in bins, and they're just sort of thrown in there.
Mm-hmm.
So I never really paid attention to how to spell Berenstain or Berenstain, because I didn't need to. It was under B-E. I just picked them up and threw them in the bin, because they weren't in any order. But now that everyone says this, I have to keep thinking, what was the spelling? And of course, you know, any of the books I had as a kid, they're in the attic, so I'm never going to find them. You know, if anything had changed back then, changed in that time, and I'd already bought the books, they might be on the books. I'll never see them, though. But I go to the library, and of course, there's no actual proof, because what I see on the books is what the new spelling is.
The new ones.
So, honestly, it's...
Makes you think.
Exactly. Well, and me being a proofreader also, it annoys me, because now I really have to know. You know, someone who is constantly checking misspellings.
Makes you wonder. There's so many deja vu stuff, and was it this or is it that?
And now, okay, it's been a while since I first heard the story. Is it supposed to be the author's names, or is it supposed to be a different name?
I really don't know. I know they're passed by now.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
I know they're both. But I can't remember if it was they gave the characters a different name, or... look it up here while we're talking.
Is this one for Google?
And I know you're going to find an article real easy, because there's plenty of articles out about it now.
But that story really made me... Like, I never thought about it.
And I didn't either until I first heard about it. And then, of course, I couldn't think of anything but...
See, this one says Berenstain.
Okay.
Berenstain. Or I think we all were saying Berenstain or Beren... Yeah.
Well, I always said Steen. And the only thing I can... I don't know, maybe just because I would see it as a kid... And that's what it looked like.
See, that's what everyone's saying, is because you as a kid, you weren't seeing it proper. You weren't pronouncing it proper. How to spell the Berenstain Bears proper. Big in the woods, I may not quite load.
Yeah. But there was also a TV show, which I don't think I ever watched.
Yeah, it's got their last name, Stan and Jan.
But and it's Bernstein.
Yep, Bernstein. But everyone says Bernstein.
But
Bernstein.
I never watched the show, so I don't know. I don't even know if they ever said the name on the show.
Mm-mm.
Like anybody, any of the characters actually said their last name. They probably didn't, since it was a kids' show.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I think it was just their first, usually just their first name. But yeah, all of these is Bernstein spelling.
So the question that goes in, that follows in this series is, there's several ones, is somebody go back in time and change the books?
They're saying that the spelling and the pronunciation changed the 90s. It did a crossover. We're in another alternate universe.
So the question is, what happened in the other universe?
No idea. We crossed over. We thought it was Bernstein, and now it's Bernstein. Yeah, it's all mispronounced.
Barry just went and saved his mother, and that's what all happened, and none of us know it.
It must be. But yeah, there's so many theories of everything. But can you imagine if that actually was real? Going somewhere and accidentally crossing over into a different dimension?
I constantly think about it, actually.
Well, there was, I forget if it was a podcast or I read somewhere about a guy who was out west. His car broke down and he walked a little bit and then kind of got dizzy, passed out, woke up somewhere else.
Well, and there's a bunch of stories like that out
there. Where, like, the Beatles are all alive and they're still making music. Everything was similar but different.
But I think I've heard a couple of stories where, like, I think it happened in England. I don't remember when, though. Where two girls were walking through an alley and wound up, like, in, like, 17th century England or something. And it was, like, they were on the lawn of this mansion and got yelled at for trespassing or something.
I heard about that one. Or the other one from the early 1900s where they thought they were on a tour and they were walking and they went through a trellis. And then that they thought they met Marie Antoinette.
Yes, okay, I remember that
Marie
one.
Antoinette, and then they didn't. Well, what it is they were, like, the president or something big with one of the colleges. And they put in a couple years later, but they put in under fictitious names.
Of course. Well, yeah, then I remember, and then everyone was questioning it because they refused to use their real names.
Yeah, well, back then, women didn't write. Women,
no.
You know, it's lucky they went to school. But yeah, there's several stories like that. We maybe need to dig into more of that.
Exactly. Maybe have a whole episode on it, because I'm sure we'll have enough of them to have an episode on it.
Crossing the space-time continuum.
But
I was going to say, Princess of Mars starts like that, too.
There's been plenty of sci-fi stories that have been written like that. Just, you know, you're minding your own business and you wind up crossing into another dimension or that, you know, anything like that. And I wonder, okay, you know, this is one of the things I don't doubt. Mainly because I wish it was true.
There'd be another version of yourself in another time era.
Well, there is. When I was a kid, this isn't really paranormal, but when I was a kid, my family would go camping at this one car show. It was like a July 4th weekend. We'd all camp out at the car show and cook out. Well, like two rows down, there's a family where there was a kid who was born in the same hospital around the corner from my room about 10 minutes after I was born.
That's crazy.
Like the exact night, the same night I was born. And it was one of those where it's like, I compared, you know, looking, well, what's his life like? And what's mine? Like, it's completely different. And it was like, it's almost like, okay, we were it's basically a Harry and Neville situation. How different someone's life could be. You know, when we were basically born at the exact same time.
That's where being raised in their environment changes.
Yes.
I mean, they show that with twins. One raised in one family and one raised with another, and they're completely different. They may look alike, but then they tend to be completely different. Environment plays a big difference.
Exactly. So,
which would make the time continuum different
for each. Because they're in two different locations.
Mm-hmm. An event that would happen here wouldn't happen there, and vice versa.
Yeah,
but makes you think.
Okay, well, I've got maybe one last story here before we're finished up.
Is it juicy? Oh,
yeah. It's Maryland Goat Man.
It's and juicy.
I think this sort of... There was another incident that happened about a month ago here in Ohio that was it was similar to this.
Of Goat Man? Nice.
Yeah, I don't remember. I think it was Goat Man. Here in Ohio, not that far from here, actually, I don't think it was. There was a couple that saw it, and one person ended up getting hit by a train.
Oh no! Was
that the Goat Man?
Yeah, they were from Ohio, and they were down in Louisville, Kentucky.
Okay, I thought that was local.
Yeah, they were down there, and it's the haunted trellis. High trellis, and they were walking on the tracks, and that's when train came, and they were, you know, they were a quarter mile down the track, nowhere to go.
Exactly.
So they tried to jump off. He was able to get hang down and survive, the boyfriend, but the girl, she got hit by the train and splat.
Well, apparently in Washington, D.C., there is supposed Maryland Goat Man.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody supposedly caught a picture of it. To me, the photo looks like a black bear standing up.
But he's got horns. He's got big, big goat horns.
Yeah, to me, those are branches.
They look like horns. But when you see the next picture, it moves. So is it walking with...
Okay, on the one that I have, I don't have the next picture.
So is it walking with the branches, like, attached to its head?
Well, if it's just standing right there, the branches could have just been hanging down.
Would it follow it? Because I know the other one it did.
Okay. Like I said, I don't have the other photo on this one.
But do you know the history behind...
I don't.
The two stories?
I don't.
The first story, it was... you know, these are older stories. I'm not going to go verbatim. But the one, she made a pact with the devil and slept with him and made the baby was born. It grew wings and had horns and a tail and crashed through the window and left. And then the other one was a guy had relations with his goats.
I'm not following that one.
Well, you can't. It's illegal in Ohio. You can't have relations with goats or sheep.
Well, then there you go. It definitely did not happen.
No, you can run around topless. You can run around topless in Ohio, but you can't have relations with animals. So don't do it.
But yeah, apparently somebody caught a picture of what they claim to be the Maryland Goat Man in Maryland, in Washington, D.C.
So is this going to be the first story that you're going to have to post to our Facebook page?
I think it was already posted on my Facebook page.
Well, no, on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
On our Tales from the Darkness podcast, our Facebook.
Yeah, we are going any of the stories that we find that we've mentioned, we're going to have to post on our Facebook page. Search on Facebook for Tales from the Darkness, and by the time this gets posted, we should have everything put up there already.
Mm-hmm.
At least the articles that we know where we can find them.
Yep, we're working on artwork.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not an artist, and you guys thought my book looked like a bat. So I had to find someone to make my book look like a book and not a bat.
Yeah, we've been going through several different artwork changes.
And stories.
And yes.
I have like 8 of them sitting here. We only went through like small pieces.
Yes. As each episode goes on, we will have more of a theme and more of a condensed list of stories so that we're not all over the place. Because so far we have gone from aliens and led into Bigfoot and the Goat Man.
Sounds like a good combination story podcast to me.
Yes. But I think this is sort of, it gives you an idea of the types of stuff that we're interested in and what we may talk about throughout the show. And this isn't just a taste. Like I said, I like the more natural things, like Bigfoot and weird things going on in the atmosphere. But I also really like the supernatural, and anytime anything with ghosts and spirits, it scares the crap out of me. But I really like it, and so I follow a lot of ghost stories, mostly for the history, but also because they're really interesting.
It's the whole unknown you don't know.
Yes, and I think a lot of that was watching Unexplained Mysteries as a child, and it would be, okay, tonight, you know, the mysterious hitchhiker. I don't know why they ever put that as a story, because it was obviously not true. But, you know, mysterious hitchhiker, or the house haunted by Satan, you know, that type of stuff really, really caught me as a kid, and it scared me so much that I still am interested into it to this day. So later on, I might have a story here and there like that.
Mo, you want a little tidbit? The park that we're sitting in front of, we did find a probably about 6 inches around tree, about 5 foot tall, bent down and twisted. Wasn't snapped off. It was just bent down and twisted.
Twisted.
It was twisted. It was like 5 feet tall. It was weird.
Like, basically, if a metal pole twisted by Superman, but a tree, that would be a lot more difficult to do.
Probably. But the weird part is I took pictures of it, and they all came out blurry, which is strange. So maybe after we eat...
Well, that might not necessarily have anything to do with that. It might just be... might have just been something in the air.
Well, you know what? We might go take a 3-mile hike after we're done eating. Yeah, because it's that direction.
Oh, wow.
Way behind us. It's like a couple, yeah.
I don't know. My feet might have something to say about that.
Hey, Lucy used to love this park. So you're going down those steep steps. Many a times I clipped her from her lease. Dude, she was small, but she was quick. And I couldn't quite keep up with her half the time.
Well, do you have another story? You've got a pile? Or... Oh, it looks like we're starting to run low on time here.
We have time to talk a little bit more. But yeah, in this area in Ohio, we have, was it Grassman? And would they consider the Dogman? Very aggressive.
I've heard of the Dogman. Mm-hmm. I have not heard of Grassman.
Well, basically it's a werewolf, if you look at it that way.
Oh, I knew the Dogman stories, yeah.
Talking about the Bigfoots and all that, did you see about the Norwegian troll that was pictured?
No.
Yeah, they got a picture of a Norwegian troll. But everyone thinks that trolls are huge. But the thing is, the funny part is, during the Cold War, they had a big 100-mile area, like, closed off. Russia, USSR was on whatever this place, this side. And they wouldn't let us Americans, allies, go to a certain point. We weren't allowed to fly over the area. We weren't allowed to do this. But the thing is, I think they're Bigfoots. What you consider Bigfoot. Because all the stories that's coming out of there that's like that, they're not. They're all about 6 feet tall. 6-7 okay. feet tall. They're not like, you know, a rock troll. They just call them trolls. But okay. a lot of the areas like that call what we consider Bigfoot.
Just trolls by different names.
Or elves. Elves was another one. Or just wild men.
Anything of the mystical.
I don't think it's mystical. I think it's like the Native Americans over here. It's a tribe. We need to get into the giants. I got to look up some more information and talk about the giant tribes.
That's one of those things that I can't imagine would be around. You know, I imagine there would have to be a particular atmosphere.
Well, would that be the Titans? Or could that also be the, what was it, where the angels were breeding with humans?
True.
And then you've got the modern humans breeding with cavemen. The women.
Yes.
The men with the women. Because they don't find the genetic markers where it was the other way around. Where cavemen were breeding with modern women. It was the modern men with the cave women. Right. Makes you wonder.
I mean, just looking at that, you know, how it makes... Looking at that, it's weird to see how, you know, people have evolved that, okay, you know, that just looking at something like that, that would explain so many, peculiarities.
What's the chance that Bigfoot and all those are cavemen? You know, it's, because you got to think, back then, we had the, everything was woolly. Woolly mammoth, yeah. The rhinos, the bears, all of it. So what's the chance that there weren't furry humans running around that were big and fuzzy?
Well, and that's it, because there's so little evidence, we don't know.
That's because the North America's soil is so acidic. Nothing survives. Unless you were, what is it, the Arizona?
Yeah.
You're lucky that you dried out and became a jerky stick.
Exactly. Up here, it's just dry for a couple minutes and then it gets cold.
Well, they did find a mummy in out that direction in a cave. He was red hair and white.
Huh?
Very old. But yeah, these are so many stories that we're
gonna have to actually dig into. Yeah,
these.
We're gonna have to dig into these in another episode because we're starting to run low on time here. So I say if you want to get a hold of us, I mentioned how to get a hold of us before, but like we said, we are on Facebook, and hopefully by the time this episode comes out, we'll have all of our information, all of these articles posted to Facebook in some way. On the page, you can email us at tftdpodcast@gmail.com and find us on Twitter at tftdpodcast.
Yeah, they didn't like a really long podcast name.
So the I will have to get used to that one.
I went with the initials.
Well, it works. And if you want to know more about any of the weird stuff. Vicky, you have a blog every week.
Yes, I write about stories just like this. I wrote about Bigfoot, I wrote about Third Reich and the UFOs. I spent 3 weeks writing about unicorns, historical unicorns, and the fuzzy fat rhinos they found in Siberia.
Yeah, so if you want an addition to this, to
and that's
this
geekwatch1.com on Wednesdays.
Yeah, hers, find the paranormal on Wednesdays, and also on geekwatch1 if you go on Saturdays. I have a regular blog where I do reviews of different geeky things. Some of them might not be so geeky at times. I had a recent article reviewing a podcast about historical Hollywood. So like I said, some of them are geeky, some of them are not. But please check out both of our blogs, Wednesdays and Saturday.
GeekWatchOne.com. And also we are on GeekWatch One.
Yes.
And that comes out every Wednesday, and you can find us there too.
So it looks like it's about time to finish. Like I said, this might not be every week. It might not be every, you know, once a month. Somewhere in between, though, we're working on, you know, getting together and recording. So hopefully, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Satchel, and Google Play, and any of the ones that you usually use to subscribe to your podcast, it'll be on there. If you go to weebiegeekspc.com, you can find it there as well. So subscribe to the podcast. It will be a surprise every time the show comes out.
Yeah, we're sorry for the correction. I will be behind the computer, giving us pointers and laughing at us and trying to be Mr. Distraction over here. My job.
You have two of them. You don't need another one.
All right.
Well, until next time. We are out.
Catch you guys later.